soft and surly as you rip it up, I'll take your bet. No wonder colors never seen. Oh, your eyes are green. This is The Real Cy B on the Pete Jones Radio Show, Radio Reverb Brighton, 97.2 FM.
So this is Jimmy Bolido, best name in town, a track called Perfume. A lovely message on the Facebook page from Audio Beach Studios saying, Pete, we're listening right now here at Audio Beach Studios Brighton Hove until 6 o'clock, when our next recording and session starts. They don't stop at Audio Beach. They do not stop. Also, get this, and this is totally unknown. Okay, I knew Jimmy Bolido was an Audio Beach artist, and I knew Vectrail were, but also on our playlist we had Caesar Jones and the Golgies. Both of them have been through the doors of Audio Beach Studios. You guys have got to get involved. That's the studio to go to. Come on, people. Lovely message in from Jim, who used to be Jim in Edinburgh, but he's in transit. He's saying, Pete, is it too late to wish you and all the musicians of Brighton a very happy new year? Of course it's not, man. Currently on the train somewhere in Lancashire, I think. Seat 22, Coach B, apparently. Jim, we're going to find you. So did you notice the production on that while I was talking over it? Beautiful. Jimmy Bolido, Perfume. Jim has just texted back saying, oh, shucks. No, come on. You're the best. A listener that's dedicated enough to be tuning in on a train going to Lancashire gets our vote. I tell you, who else gets our vote is the lovely guest who's sitting opposite me, Mike Reinstein. I know. Mike, how you doing, my friend?
I'm fine. Thank you. Thank you for having me here.
Oh, it's a pleasure, sir. Always a pleasure. Speaking to this, Mike, because for some reason, especially when they start playing table tennis out there, it sounds like we're recording in a sports arena.
Okay.
And not in a good way.
Right.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you doing? Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, my friend. Of course, it's not yet the 14th, so I think we can get away.
Okay.
I think always anything up to 2 weeks. Do you agree?
I think so.
Yeah. I think...
But we want it to be a happy new year. We want love and light, I think.
Well, good luck with that, my friend.
Thank you.
Well, the light anyway. Have things been treating you well? Because you've done such a gorgeous thing. You got in touch probably about 4 or 5 months ago.
That's right.
And you gave us 3 or 4 of your beautiful songs. And I just keep playing them.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
And you were right. I didn't have you on my radar because I think that was your opening gambit. It's like, Pete, I think I should be, having seen your playlist, I think I should be on it.
Well, I seem to know quite a few people who've been through your doors.
Those retrobates, I know. Well, when you've done as much time as you have behind closed doors at a Majesty's pleasure, you meet half the artists that have been through these doors. So when you say
that...
I only know that because of all the people you seem to know.
Uh-huh,
I think
right.
If he knows them, then they've all been in Lewis Nick. That's yeah. What they've been. On that list?
Yes.
Who have you worked with?
Well, I've certainly worked with the Golgies previously. Their previous name, it escapes me now.
Well, no bad thing.
But anyway, I know them of old. Tony Whiting.
Tony Whiting.
In that group. Yeah. And of course the Briar Band. That's Andy Melrose.
Yeah.
Who else? Who else has been through your?
Well, who hasn't, quite frankly?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so people
learn
it, yeah.
Yeah, well, you see, that's a gorgeous thing. We had a message in from the Golgies, actually, pointed directly at you.
Yes.
Saying, Pete, pass this on. It says, Mike, any chance of Fish Molecules or Stephanie Bowman? Now, I don't know what the heck he's talking about. Is he ordering food for later or something? What's going on?
Fish Molecules is a song that I know that he likes a lot. And so just for you, Tony, I'm going to do that hopefully towards the end of my session.
Are you? Yeah. What a good man you are.
And I think I'll do that. And Stephanie Bowman is a song that I do on the ukulele, and I'm afraid I haven't got the ukulele with me. But
you see, Mike, if you want to pop down quickly with the ukulele.
What I'll do is I'll send a track to Tony. I'll send to Stephanie Bowman.
This is beyond the call.
I know.
But what has he ever done for you? Seriously.
He's a great fan.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
And I love his new song, the one about the Hoovers and the Dysons.
Oh, we're going to play
and
that.
And a brilliant video.
It's called It's Still a Hoover, by the way, by the Golgies.
Great song.
And completely unprompted, Mike has just said it's a great video. So is that presumably on YouTube?
Yeah,
I haven't done my research.
It's excellent.
I need to watch that. Where are you with videos, the Mike Reinstein?
There are a few videos. There are a few videos.
Did you know about them beforehand?
What?
They're not, they're,
no, no.
They're not asking
there
for
are
ransom,
planned
are
videos. There are some.
Okay.
There are a few. If you go onto my website, there are some videos there.
Okay.
Also, there are videos on YouTube. So there are a few there. There's the last one I did was for a song called Vino Asesina Hispanos.
You speak like a beautiful native.
I don't know
where from. But
Google's wonderful thing.
Is it really? That was incredibly. It looked live when you did it.
Yeah, yeah.
So that wasn't. That was Google's voice, was it, coming out?
Yeah.
Beautiful. You also, and this isn't the only reason I love you, when you walked through that door, you handed me at least 3 Mike Reinstein albums.
There are 3, yes. Those are the grown-up albums.
They're beautiful.
The first one is gorgeous. The first one's called More to Be Revealed. That was on 2010.
That's that one.
And then A Long March Home, which came out a few years later. And my latest one's called Acts of Love. They're all on the Irregular Records label, which is the label from Rob Johnson's Irregular Records label.
Right, Rob Johnson. Was it called Ordinary...
Ordinary Giants is Magnus Opus.
Can I just say something?
Yeah.
That was beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
It's a great album. Really.
And if you're looking for Rob, it's Rob with 2 B's, if my memory serves me rightly. Is Rob in any way involved in any of your work?
Only as a...
Oh, yes, he is. Well, no, you thank him.
I thank him, yes, because he was one who, when I came down from North London to...
North London.
To a folk club, and I was looking for folk clubs, and I ended up at a folk club called, I think it was at the time, was Poets' Corner.
Oh, weird.
He was running it in Brighton.
Oh.
And I came down from London, and I was looking for a folk club to play, and I went, and it was called the Hove Folk Club, and I imagined it to be the Hove Folk Club, rather nice.
Yes, of course.
And it was full of unreconstructed Marxists.
Good.
So I felt at home.
What is suddenly. an unreconstructed Marxist?
These are people who...
Yes, as opposed to a proper Marxist.
Proper socialists who are running this club, including Rob Johnson, who was doing it. And it was just a wonderful club and gave me a lot of confidence about playing. So I owe Rob a lot. Actually.
Well, Rob, if you're listening, we love you. Of course, if you're not listening, we still love you. But I mean, you know, it's not just because if you're listening or not. What brought you down from North London? Was it the music? Was it the sea air? Was it, were you on the run again?
Because we were looking to... I've always been a North London person.
Yeah.
And my wife, Raina, and I were really looking that we needed to move, needed to get out. I think it was when somebody mugged somebody at gunpoint around the corner from where we were living was, I think, one of the things that precipitated our move. But anyway, that was... But we also just wanted to move into the countryside a bit more. We had very fond memories as children of being in Sussex.
Oh.
And so we looked, and then we found ourselves eventually living in Hassocks,
which is where we are now. Just on the kind of cusp of Brighton, really, aren't
cusp,
you?
Yes.
It's only about 10 minutes up.
15, yeah. 20 minutes?
Yeah, well, it depends what train you get.
9 miles. 9 miles north of Brighton.
And counting.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, you're so, so, so welcome.
Thank you.
What's 2020? What's the plan for musically for Mike Reinstein?
Well, I'm going to be continue to write songs. I've got a gig coming up.
Hey, get away.
Yes, I've got a gig. I'll tell you about it.
Should I have actually done some research?
I don't know.
I mean, I rely on the guys through the glass, but look at them. Can you just take one look at those guys?
They're mostly actually, they seem to be asleep.
What is that they're watching? Is that reruns of Ballroom? What is that stuff?
I think they're looking at old Columbo.
Mike, to be honest, anyway. I would get rid of them if I could.
Okay. So here's the gig, if anybody wants to come to it. It's on Saturday the 15th of February at the Holy Trinity Church in Hurst Pierpoint. Tickets are £5 on the door. And what they've got at the church is a mezzanine floor, which is called, they call it the West Gallery. And it's a fantastic place to see music because the acoustics, as you can imagine, are fantastic.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah.
So it is a really genuinely acoustic, no PA, and lovely.
Wow.
So that's on Saturday 15th, Holy Trinity Church, Hurstpier Point, £5 on the door.
That's 15th and it begins of February, isn't it?
Yeah, and it begins at 6 o'clock and it goes to 7:30, which I feel is a sort of civilised time.
How civilised is that? You could be home in time for anything.
Home in time for a meal. Home time for me for bedtime, honestly.
Rock and rollers, tell you.
The rock and roll life I lead.
So, Mike, is that just you that night?
No, it's me and my wife, Raina.
Raina.
We're going to be singing together. So,
she's also a bit of a talented musician, right?
She's a very talented musician.
Yes.
She does all the vocal arrangements on the album. She does lots of the keyboards. Did actually the brass arrangements for something on the last album as well.
Wow.
She sings. What? Fantastic voice.
Who is this? And
she also happens to be a very good writer. And generally a lovely person as well.
Is this why you didn't bring her in? Because you didn't want her to show you up, quite frankly. I think she should have been here.
Absolutely.
If you are listening next time. You'll let her out. Yeah. Next time, Raina, if you're listening, do text us 07909-547-336. Mike is here. He can't escape. Your side of the story, please, if you will, in as many words as you like. Mike, would you like to play? Because you've got that guitar.
It
looks like it's ready.
Yeah, okay.
It's warmed up. Just in this beautiful studio.
This is a brand new song.
Oh, get you, thank you.
And I seem to be writing songs with this sort of theme at the moment.
Yes, what sort of theme is that?
You'll find out.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
It's called The Human Race. I met God last night. He was lying on the street. There was a dog on a string, no shoes on God's feet. He was lying so still, then I thought he was dead. Then he opened one eye, and here's what he said. The world could be a beautiful place. Forests and oceans, such a wonderful space. But who comes along to wipe the smile off my face? The human race. The human race. Then God took a swig from a bottle of myths. He said, just look at what's happening. No wonder I'm depressed. They're flooding the fields. They're burning the trees. They've poisoned the air. They've poisoned the seas. Oh, the world could be a beautiful place. Forests and oceans, such a wonderful space. But who comes along to wipe the smile off my face? The hue. The human race. I blame myself, said God. It was such a big mistake. The tree of knowledge, the apple and the snake. Then God took his dog and he held him in his arms. He said, you're good and kind, and you do no harm. Humans do what humans do. Humans could learn a lot from you. Then the dog turned to God, and this is what he said. Lord, much of what you say is true. But aren't humans made in the image of you? There's love and there's hate, there's truth and there's lies. Some humans are foolish, some humans are wise. The world is a beautiful place. Forests and oceans, such a wonderful space. God, in your mercy, Are they so fallen from grace that your human race, that your human race, that your human race?
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
That is good. That is gorgeous. So is this the 2020 direction that we're going in?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. I have moments of light relief, but...
Well, can I just stop you there? You walked into the studio
about
half an hour ago, and you said, Happy New Year. Make it bright and happy and full of love. First track, that. Now, I put it to you, sir.
Yeah.
How are we supposed to square that circle?
Well, it's just the contradiction, the paradox of life, I think, at the moment.
Is it?
Yeah. I think so.
Is there a way out?
Is there a way out?
Yeah. I don't know.
I hope so.
I was asking you.
What? I hope so.
You hold a mirror to me. They have interviews at the back of the New Statesman every week. And the last question is always, are we doomed? And then people have to say, so what do you think, Mike? Are we all doomed? Come on.
Please.
Come on.
It's January. I'm really, really
hoping. We're weak here.
I'm really, really hoping that there's going to be some light at the end of this appalling tunnel that we find ourselves in.
Okay. On every level?
On almost every level. And it's only that the small thing that we have to show love and kindness to each other, I think, is the only way that I think I can feel... that we're actually achieving anything.
Well, I think it is the small things. I think if you start small and if everyone... I mean, look at Greta, for goodness sake, for crying out loud.
What a wonderful person.
Well, her initial aim was just to stand on her own outside her school.
Yeah.
And then I think outside the Swedish parliament, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And that was it. She didn't have any bigger vision than that. And then how do we all know about her? I mean, that is phenomenal. That's a ripple that made a big wave. Don't you think?
Maybe there'll be something happening. I mean, at the moment, I think I'm still in the aftermath of 2019.
Well,
Say maybe from 2016.
Let's be honest. I'm still in that. Well, some would say 15.
Yeah.
In this country. But hey, a lovely message in from Andy Melrose. Just sitting, thinking about the state of the world with the Pete Jones Show on, and Mike Reinstein reminding us of the paradoxes of life. Such a fantastic polemic songwriter. Top guest on a top show, Andy. You messaged
Andy.
That to me. You need to put that on Facebook. Other people need to know that.
Thank you, Andy.
We're basking in that.
Andy is also a very fine... singer-songwriter too.
I tell you the thing about Andy.
Yeah,
he's very talented.
Yeah,
I wouldn't tell him that, obviously, but he is. He's one of those really annoying people who's so nice, gorgeous, and talented. Swine.
There you go.
Swine. And that's why I'll never match it. But you see, the thing is, back to what you were talking about.
Yes.
There are glimmers and there are things. I mean, with the fact that people are talking about all this, the fact that there is a movement, the fact that kids are, in their own way, coming out on the streets on the Friday boycotting school, which I don't particularly like, the fact that they have to leave school for a week, a day, a month or whatever, because it shouldn't be their education shouldn't be suffering. But their point is, what's the point of being educated if there's no world to live in?
Exactly. I think our hope is for the young, that there are many young people doing some actually brilliant things.
And if you think about the Me Too movement as well, I mean, fantastic. If you think about the very recent BBC case of equal pay, whatever you think about that debate, you know, that can only be a positive thing.
That's true. And then you see the Brits nominations.
Yes.
So that we've got diversity, and certainly lots of black performers have been nominated.
Yeah.
And one woman.
Yeah.
And that's no good, you know. No. I mean, we need to...
I mean, it's a very difficult one, isn't it? I mean, because you don't want to start positively nominating, you know, whatever it's called.
From what I can see, there's no shortage of fantastic female performers.
No. And same with the BAFTAs, the Oscars, the rest. There's a slew of talent that isn't being...
Yeah.
I guess it's the unconscious bias, isn't it, kicking in?
Yeah.
And for some reason, it's okay to be blind to just not see all this talent that's coming from this direction, which is which is crazy. And then we got the fires in Australia. What are we going to do with that, Mike? Come on, what are we going to do with that? You haven't even written a song like that.
No, I mean, I haven't written that. But that's the trouble. I mean, Andy says I'm a polemic writer, but I mean, I sometimes just don't know where to begin with things because, you know, where do you start? You know, with a lot of this stuff, you know, that there are people in power who are beyond satire. You know, think of Trump or Viktor Orban or Boris Johnson and the rest. You know.
Well, we're in an age of the populist, aren't we? Mm.
See, this is a mistake. You see, I don't like the word populist.
I don't mean popular.
I know. It leads to the idea of populism. Idea that populist is somehow connected to populism.
Or people.
Yeah. And I think it's just, I think we should call what these people are. You know, these are authoritarian.
Yeah.
You know, and some of them are fascists, you know, and there's no two ways about it.
There is no two ways. What would you like to play us, sir?
I'm going to play you another song, which is a song called Side Effects.
Side Effects. Is it going to cheer us up?
Yeah.
You sure?
Hopefully.
Do you want some chocolate?
This is I'll just play it. Let's just sing it.
Okay.
The doc said my cholesterol was way out of line. Why don't you try some statins? You'll be just fine. You don't want a heart attack, the quack had quacked. But I got diarrhea, dizziness and cataracts. Oh, side effects, side effects. Interesting maladies you never thought you'd get. And take your medication, swallow that pill. If the bugs don't get you, then the remedy will. Antibiotics, they'll fix you double quick. So I took them by the handful. I thought they'd do the trick, but I got blood clots and tinnitus. My lungs were destroyed. Vomiting and squits, then I got paranoid. Side effects, side effects. Interesting maladies you never thought you'd get. And take your medication, swallow that pill. If the bugs don't get you, then the remedy will. I went to see the doctor. She said, you're depressed. Why don't you try diazepam? I think it's for the best. So I take my tranquilizers. Now I'm glad to be alive. But don't call me a junkie. I've got the Bentley in the drive. Oh, side effects, side effects. Interesting maladies you never thought you'd get. And take your medication and swallow that pill. If the bugs don't get you, then the remedy will. Died last Thursday. I was asleep in my bed. Then I was floating on the ceiling, and a little voice said, you want to see the light, that's what they all expect. But you're not dead, it's just side effects. Oh, side effects, side effects. Interesting maladies you never thought you'd get. And take your medication and swallow that pill. If the bugs don't get you, if the bugs don't get you, if the bugs don't get you, then the remedy will.
I think more of a page from Mike's diary there than a song, but thank you. I feel like I'm the doctor in the surgery. Beautiful. I mean, I'm looking at the list of banned words and phrases next door. It's got ginger on there, so I won't that on air, but it doesn't have squits, so we're okay. We're fine.
Obviously bad. Okay.
Yeah, we've got a list of banned words. For some reason, ginger is on it, so we never say ginger on there. Make sure we don't. But squits... That's fine. Thank
good.
You. No, I'm glad you brought it up, quite frankly.
I'm just tuning to your time.
I like it. It's creativity in the background. That's
what it is. I feel a bit like Gerald Ford, you know, that he couldn't walk and chew gum at the same time.
No, you couldn't do a lot of things. George Bush couldn't spell potato. No, it wasn't Bush, was it? Who couldn't spell potato? In the failed...
Dan Quayle.
Dan Quayle. Thank you, sir. I knew you would be on it. Quayle's eggs. That's right. He couldn't spell potato. He was going for vice president. Who was the president that he was would have got in had they got in?
Wouldn't it have been Bush? George Bush? No? Was it before that?
Was he George Bush Senior's deputy? If Jim is still listening on his train to Lancashire, do text us back. I think politics is your kind of bag, sir. Anyways...
I'll just let you know...
Don't
that,
you
the
wag Raina, that finger
I'm
at me.
I'm wagging it. But,
look at him. Look at him go. Yep.
The reason why... Raina would be text in.
Raina, come
on. But the only mobile... Oh. I have the only mobile. And my mobile doesn't really do text anyway. So
okay, stop you there. Stop. Yeah. Your mobile... We're sure. talking mobile phone, yeah. doesn't do texts.
Wait a minute. I'll show you.
It's got to be pre-97 if it doesn't do texts. What are you on about, that doesn't do texts? He's right, folks. That mobile doesn't do texts.
No, it sounds like, but it does do it. It's very, very awkward.
It would do, but that's one of those... Is that one of the you could go A, A, B, 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 C, 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 D, D, D? But has it got Snake on it? Because that's a great game.
I've never tried it.
Snake was one of the early.
I'm in the vanguard of not using mobiles very much.
I can see that, sir. Well, it's only because you got that thing. Yeah. What we need to do, if we can have a quick whip around, get microphone for crying out loud. Poor man. I mean, look at the thing he's got in the back pocket. It's a Samsung.
Samsung.
First generation, of course, aren't we all? Because you also, not only did you hand me three albums, which I am delighted to get to know, you also gave me these couple of things. And I was like, what on earth is this? One's called Wobbly Tooth, and one is called The Blue Doll.
That's right.
And I'm not reading that wrong, am I?
No. These are songs I've...
The Bloodle.
When I'm not pursuing my glittering career...
Glittering is the word.
...singer-songwriter, yes. I'm also a teacher of infant school children. I sing with children.
How lovely.
I've done... over the past 12 years in Brighton, I've been in lots of different schools singing with infants. I also joined the Brighton Music Service as well, doing songs with children, primary school children.
Gorgeous, isn't it?
And it's a lovely job. And up until recently, I was singing at Balfour Primary School.
Oh, okay.
And now, what I do now is I'm rearranging my working life. Mm-hmm. So I now do two after-school clubs, one at West Dean and one at Balfour. And so I make up songs for children.
That is a beautiful
thing.
And
we put them on albums.
You make them up for them. They don't get involved
I make them up for them.
So one is gorgeous.
Called Wobbly Tooth.
Yes.
And another one, there's songs like Benjamin the Rat, Zary Zary, The Very Scary Fairy, Guinea Pigs.
It's all there.
All sorts of
songs. I'm a Little Fish.
I'm a Little Fish.
I mean, come on. No, who's going to play it? I can tell.
I'll play it, but...
This is the session we wanted. We should have asked him to do this lot.
I'm a little fish at the bottom of the sea. That kind of thing.
Oh,
yes. You know, there's many other.
We need you now more than ever.
It's so lovely and it's really nice. So now my after school club is on a Wednesday at Balfour School, and there are 31 children come to this club, and
they
we sing.
That's so lucky.
Oh, it's so lovely. They're aged from 4 to 7 years old,
what
and
a
they're
gorgeous thing.
They sing brilliantly.
Five Ways, never knew they had it so good. Wow, lucky people. Text me if your kid happens to have the lovely mic. Yes, go on.
I'm known there as Mr. R.
Mr. R.
So they'll know me as Mr. R.
Mr. R.
And his guitar.
I bet. Mr. R and his guitar. That's good. Because I took a look at this, and not only is Ali Gavin, or as we called him, like a Welsh valley, Ali Gavan. Ali Gavan. Not only is Ali Gavan.
Does he know you call him that?
No, I don't think he does, actually. Not only is Ali Gavan on drums, bass, electric guitar, and vocals, he's also produced the damn thing. So that's very cool, isn't it?
He's brilliant. Yes, he is an essential ingredient in all of my albums.
If you don't know who we're talking about, Ali Gavin, who was in Sparrow and is also in Cockwomble and also runs Brighton Road Studios. Or if he doesn't run it, he definitely works there.
Yeah, it's a lovely studio in Pycombe.
There you go.
It's a great studio.
Other studios like Audio Beach are also available, obviously. Thank you. God, you've got to watch it. Because you might not be aware, but
Audio Beach. Yeah. Sponsoring the Beach Jones.
That's right.
Show.
See?
Audio Beach. Sponsoring the Beach Jones Show.
Audio Beach is sponsoring the Beach Jones Show. Did you know that?
Audio Beach.
Sponsoring the Beach Jones Show. Audio Beach. Sponsoring the Beach Jones Show. Audio Beach. Sponsoring the Beach Jones Show. Audio Beach. Sponsoring the Beach Jones Show. I don't know who we got to do those jingles, but they weren't cheap. That's the thing. They weren't cheap.
No.
Mike. No, seriously, no. You can come in with your wobbly tooth CDs, but we had proper jingles done for this lot. Tell you. We've got Mike Reinstein here. Do you want to message us, folks, if you are listening? Do it via the Facebook page, The Pete Jones Show. If you haven't liked that page, then like it now, you goons. And also go to the Audio Beach Facebook page and like the pinned post at the top. And you will be entered automatically into the best competition ever, where you win 600 quid's worth of studio time. I mean, come on. Mike, what are you going to play for us?
Okay, I'm going to... This song... we were talking about dictators, authoritarianism,
well,
and all that.
Yes, I couldn't stop you.
In 1936, Oswald Mosley marched through the East End of London.
He was wearing a brown shirt.
He was, along with his... group of people called, who were, you know, and it was...
What were they called?
They were fascists, the black shirts.
The black shirts, not brown shirts.
Black shirts.
Were they brown shirts as well?
That was more really in Nazis.
Okay, black shirts.
Anyway, they are Nazis. They were Nazis.
Yes.
And they were stopped by 100,000 people on the streets of East London. So I started to write this song when I was working in a school in North London called Islington Green, which was in Islington, not surprisingly, bordering on places like Hoxton, where the National Front, the British National Party, were there, and they were marching on the streets. So I began this particular song at that time, because when they marched, the multicultural school that was okay at the time would be driven into madness, you know, and there would be fights, and it would be a really awful experience to teach in that place.
Wow.
When they marched. Anyway, so I wrote a song about Cable Street because, as I say, 1936 that happened. So this is a song. So every so often, fascists reappear on our streets, and it seems that this song is as relevant now as it was then. So it's a song of defiance.
Yeah.
Because I'm addressing the people who are marching. Anyway, it's called On Cable Street, and it's on Long March Home album, but a different, slightly different version.
Okay, Mike Weinstein.
Sorry.
You're marching past the shops in our town. Here in the land of hope and glory, you think you ought to rule Britannia. Little England, you'll save her. You've got something to say, what we hear loud and clear is your fear. Hands reaching out from the past, your arms are straight and your faces are screaming what we've heard before. From Buchenwald to Warsaw, flames climbing high on the Reichstag, you're burning all the books. So now look. Come again, drums in your hands, boots on your feet. Just remember what happened on Cable Street. Here you come again, wrapped in your flags like winding sheets. Every road you walk will be Cable Street. So whose turn is it now? Who's gonna be your bad one? 'Cause when everything goes wrong, why not pin it on someone? Here comes somebody new. She looks different to you.
She'll do.
Here you come again. Drums in your hands, boots on your feet. Just remember what happened on Cable Street. Here you come again, wrapped in your flags like winding sheets. Every road you walk will be Cable Street. And every road you walk, every road you walk, every road you walk, every road you walk, oh, will be Cable Street.
Absolutely gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous song. Is that actually called Cable Street?
It's called On Cable Street.
On Cable Street. I can't find it on one of your albums. What has it got another
name?
It's on
A Long March Home.
Oh, now listen, how do people get hold of these? Because they are stunning pieces of work.
They are, they're on my website.
Yeah, which is?
www.mikereinstein.co.uk.
mikereinstein.co.uk. And is there a shopping cart? Is there? I mean,
yes, you can buy. Okay, you can buy the albums
okay,
there.
Okay. Had a text in from Anna from Hove, says hi, and she's not listening actually because she's on a train going up north. That is no excuse, by the way. Not that she can hear us, because we just had Jim from a train
in Lancashire
going somewhere in Lancashire crying out loud. So come on, put your fingers out, folks. If you're on a train, you can still listen to us. There's many an app. Many an app, I think. I think that's the right thing. So we can go to mikereinstein.co.uk. There's from there you can see how to buy these albums. Please do. I'm not kidding. I might as well start with the latest one, which is called Acts of Love. This came out last year?
It did.
It's a stunning thing. Again, Ali Gavan, you see.
Ali Gavan, yeah. He is on it.
He is on it.
And
is he actually on
this,
it?
Yes.
As well as producing it?
He's on it. He's on everything.
And how did you meet Ali then?
Through Rob Johnson. Because Ali produces loads of Rob Johnson stuff. Oh. When I was at this folk club, Hove Folk Club, and I wanted to do an album, and I said, who does he use and who's good? And he said Ali. He directed me towards Ali, and I've been to his studio ever since.
Again, I have to clarify, there are other studios in town, Audio Beach being one of them. You see what I did there? You see, I'm just turning it around, guys. Yeah. You know, when you get a sponsor, you've got responsibilities. This is
I know, you've got to keep
them happy, keep them sweet, because they're tough. Oh, they're vicious. I tell you, they'll come down with a big boot. Stamp. What is going on politically? So I don't want to get too much down that road. You just played Cable Street on Cable Street.
Yes.
We've just had a really bizarre situation, which I'd never thought I'd see in my lifetime, where the Labour Party is now seen as the anti-Semitic party in this country.
I know.
Which is just
I can hardly bear to watch it.
Do you feel that's true? Do you think that's a fair accusation?
No, this is a terrible thing. I've never witnessed it, and I've argued with people about it. It seemed to me that people were conflating, and this is conflating anti-Zionism with anti-Semitism. And
so in other words,
I think I would say my sympathies are hugely with the Palestinian people.
Yeah.
I would say that Israel, the current state of Israel with this extreme right-wing government.
Yeah, who's been convicted.
It's an appalling, you know, they have to be criticised, which doesn't mean to say, you know, I'm anti-Israeli.
Of course
I would,
no, of
you know,
not.
But I would say that certainly.
Yeah.
I would say I'm supporting the Palestinian people, but I'm Jewish, you know, and I've never felt the Labour Party. You know, I've always felt that the Labour Party was an anti-racist party. I certainly don't believe that Jeremy Corbyn is racist or anti-Semitic at all. In fact, if you look at the history of Jeremy Corbyn and what he's been doing in his life, he's had many contacts with Jewish organisations, and in support of them. You know, so
yeah.
I find it remarkable
and frustrating as well.
Yeah,
it?
And I anyway. So
yeah, no fair point.
But I don't know. I don't know what's. But it, clearly, there are many Jewish people who feel that the Labour Party doesn't speak for them anymore, yep. And is aggrieved. I don't.
And you've
got
to go with some of that feeling, you know. If they're so.
Well, there are apparently. I've just heard today that there are 10 points that the leaders of the Jewish community have said.
I saw that.
The Labour Party have got to sign up to, and what's she called? Rachel Long Bailey was saying yes, she would sign if she was the head of Labour Party. She would sign up for that along with Keir Starmer. So they've all said they'll do it. So maybe.
Well, they just want to put that to bed, don't they?
Sure. Yeah.
Of course they do.
Yeah.
But it is crazy. You know, it's almost like the only situation where there's a political. You know, direction, there's a country and there's a religion and there's a race, and it's all in one bucket, unfortunately. Mm. And so, you know, no one, if you accused the Conservatives or the heads of the British government of anything, you wouldn't be called anti-British or anti-Christian or anti-Protestant. Yeah. You just wouldn't have any of that going against you. You'd be seen as politically motivated, and that's fine. You've got a criticism, but it's always so complicated with the state of Israel and with Israeli and with Zionism and then Judaism. I mean, it's nuts. It's crazy. And I can see it's I've always thought it's a slightly unfair criticism, but then I don't know anything because I'm not involved.
You know, so. I asked a local Labour Party person who came round to the door during the election. I said, so tell me about this. Tell me about anti-Semitism. What's going on?
Yeah.
And he didn't know. He said he's never seen anything about it. He was a Labour activist.
Yeah. I think my only point I'd say is there was so much criticism aimed at them, and I don't think they ever really stood up and really explained.
No,
they didn't fight back.
No, they did say things, but it didn't make any difference.
No,
and people were, and also, you know, lots of Jewish people are very, very, very sensitive about it.
Of course,
and, you know.
Of course, I mean, crazy. Mike, would you like to play us another song?
I will.
I'd love to hear. What have you got lined up?
This is called.
This could be the last one.
This could be the last one.
Yeah, it might have to be. Is that okay?
Yeah, okay.
That's the saddest face I've seen.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
I know. We're just getting warmed up, weren't we?
Okay.
Well, so, I went off on one. I didn't mean to.
This song is... I wrote this song, but yeah. A friend of mine, an old college friend of mine, died recently.
Okay.
James was a very, very... In his life, he was a very successful person. He didn't become a teacher. You know, I met him at teacher training college. But he didn't become a teacher, but he was very... big in education. He did a lot of work, and he even got an award, an OBE or CBE or something like that. But the thing was that when people talked about him or they had memories of him, it wasn't anything to do with his work. It was the fact that he was hilariously funny and known particularly for his impersonation of Barbara Streisand. So this is a song for him, but it's also, I've sung it at somebody else's funeral as well, so it seemed to be appropriate for him. So this is also for James and also for Trevor, who also died. Might have built a castle with towers to the sky. You might have built a bridge that crossed the sea. You might have been a tycoon, you might have been a spy. You might have been the savior of the free. But when they gather round to say their last goodbye, they remember how you made them laugh until they cry. They won't talk about your castle, they won't talk about the bridge, they won't talk about the milestones in between.
They'll talk about your kindnesses and who and how you loved. They'll talk about the person that you've been. So when you're running round in circles, reaching for the top, aiming for the sun and moon and stars, when you're searching for that miracle and you don't know when to stop, it's easy to forget just who you are. 'Cause when they gather round to say their last goodbye, they remember how you made them laugh, laugh until they cried. They won't talk about your castle, they won't talk about the bridge, they won't talk about the signposts in between. They'll talk about your kindnesses and who and how you loved. They'll talk about the person that you've been.
Mike, that was a beautiful way to end. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here.
They'll be looking down and smiling away and listening, I tell you. If they are looking down and smiling, could they text us as well, please? 07909 547336. Always love to hear from the other side, as it were. Mike, thank you so very much for coming in. Will you stick in touch?
I will.
And when you get pen to paper and you get into Ali's hallowed studios, will you send us any fruits of that work?
Yes, and I'll try, and maybe next time we'll do a jingle.
Oh, hello. Do a jingle anytime you want, my friend. Okay. I'd love that. Mike Weinstein, thank you so very much.
Thank you, Pete. Radio Reverb's coming.